I'm glad God's faithful.
Amen.
Not one time has he failed us. Never has. Never will. No matter what folks are going through, boy, I'm thankful. He's been a lot better to me than I've been to him. Psalms chapter 3. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God, Salah.
Yeah.
But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head.
Amen.
I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Salah. I laid me down and slept. I awakened, for the Lord sustained me.
Yeah.
And I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, and save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is on thy people. Salah. Dear precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your help, for your love, and your blessings, Lord, and that for a few moments of time, Lord, that you'd help us, Lord, that we'd be just mindful of the Holy Ghost of God, Lord, you'd just help us, Lord, just for a few moments, Lord, we desire your touch, Lord, and Lord, we just let everything go, Lord, not worry about what's going to happen tomorrow or next week, but Lord, just show up just for a few moments, Lord, and we'll just be obedient, Lord. Forgive us where we fail you, in Jesus' name, amen. I thought if I had a thought, I thought about some places that I found help. And I thought about prayer, and I thought, boy, the communication between God and man, and I thought, boy, that's a good place to get help. And I thought, boy, I'll tell you, when you're in trouble and when you ain't got nowhere to go to and you don't know what to do, I'm glad we got that we can pray and we can seek our Heavenly Father and we can get some help. And I thought, boy, what about them that's lost? And I thought, boy, they can pray. But I tell you, it's not the same. You see, I say, you talk to folks and they can drink and they can curse and they can do all sorts of things and chase the opposite sex or whatever the case may be. And they can say that they can pray. But I tell you, I'm glad that we've got a Heavenly Father that makes intercession for us. When problems, when things are going real bad, I'm glad we got a place that we can go to. We've got comfort that we can go to. We got somebody that loves us. He knows the intent of our heart. He knows our mindset. He knows all about us before we even pray. And he probably already took care of it before we even started to pray. But I'm glad that prayer makes a difference.
Yes, sir.
When things are going real good, I'm glad we still got somebody we can count on. But the thing is, a lot of times folks don't pray. I found myself in this situation. Maybe not pray like I ought to. I tell you, the Bible tells us that when we're to pray and we're to seek God's face, that don't mean just wait till trouble comes or when death comes in the family. That means we all do it every day, friend. Whether you get up at bright early until 3 o'clock in the morning or whether it's late at night or anywhere in between, he's worthy to call upon. Whether we be thankful or unthankful, when we're born again, I'm glad he loves us.
Praise God.
I tell you, I'm glad we didn't get what we deserved. We'd be in hell tonight. He's been too good to us. I tell you, He's given us a place to come to. I tell you, you can go around to different places. And I remember there was a time that we used to go to this little church. It's about an hour from the house. And a lot of times it'd be one person show up. He's probably in his 80s, late 70s, early 80s. But I tell you, the power of God and the Lord would show up. And then you'd go to some places. And I tell you, the house might be a little full. And it'd be dead as 4 o'clock. But I tell you, it's not maybe the enemy crowd or a little crowd, but it's the matter is the Lord Jesus Christ be high and lifted up.
Yes, sir, preacher.
I'm thankful that prayer makes a difference. He's worthy to adorn. He's worthy for guidance and leadership. Whatever the case, whether it be a job or whether it be going to school or whether whatever the case may be, we ought to pray about it. In your marriage and your family and anywhere in between. It'll make a difference. I promise you that. We ought not wait till we get to the house of God on Sunday morning or Wednesday night or any other day of the week. I tell you, that's a lot of the problem a lot of times. We don't seek God before we get there. And I tell you, we can blame it on the preacher, we can blame it on the evangelist, but when we look in the mirror, we'll find the problem. God didn't work it out that way.
Sure, brother.
Lord, to seek God's face. I'm glad we found help in a song. I thought, boy, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Boy, I'm thankful for that, boy. That's a precious. It gets sweeter and sweeter every time down through the years. I might be just 52 years old, but I tell you, I've heard it for a long time, and it gets better and better and gooder and gooder. But I thought, boy, I'm thankful we can get help. It's good to sing praises unto our God, the Bible teaches us. A song sets the mood a lot of times. I tell you, it's a blessing to have music, to have the Spirit of God to show up and manifest His presence and love on a bunch of Gentile dogs that deserve to die and go to a devil's hell. Well, we ought to be thankful for that. What about that song, He Set Me Free? Everybody that's been born again has been set free. Free from what? Free from how? We don't have to die and go to hell for one thing. We're free from a lot of things. We're a blessed people. What about I'm going to die on the battlefield? I tell you, you sang that song, I Shall Not Be Moved. A lot of people take that pretty serious. And I thought, boy, I tell you, they're not going to be moved. But that ain't the way it's supposed to be, friend. I tell you, God saved us to do a work for Him. I thought about that Bible verse. I thought, boy, I joke about it maybe from time to time, but it says bodily exercise profits little. But I tell you, and it probably may do that in a lot of folks' lives, but it does spiritually speaking. But I tell you, it makes a difference.
Yes,
when we exercise in God's Word, it makes a difference. God's good to us.
Yes, sir, brother.
Like the song says, it's so sweet to trust in Jesus. What else are we going to trust in? I can't trust in my job. I may have it today and I may not have it tomorrow. What am I can't trust in the grocery store. It may be there today and it may burn down tonight. I don't know. But I tell you, I can't trust in my worldly, in my possessions. I've got at the house. I've got an automobile to drive every day back and forth to work. But I'm not guaranteed it's going to start in the morning. I've got a good bed to sleep in, but there's no guarantee it's going to be there.
That's right. Yes, sir.
We put a lot of confidence in, and we say we're going to do this tomorrow, we're going to do that tomorrow. But over in the book of James, it tells us different.
Right.
It teaches us, I'll paraphrase a little bit, but our life is just a vapor. We're here for a little while, and then it vanishes away. It don't matter if you live one day or if you live 500 years. It's still a vapor.
Amen.
We stake our roots real deep a lot of times, and we want a big bank account, and we want a big lot of possessions, and nothing wrong with that as long as the Lord's in it. But what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
Yes, sir.
I'm thankful we can get help at the altar. That's just a piece of wood. There's no virtue in it. But it's a good place to get help. I tell you, it's a good place. There's been a lot of people born again at the old wooden altar, at the mourner's bench, whatever you want to call it. It's a good place. If that's what God says to do, the Holy Ghost is dealing. It's a good place to get help. It's a good folks, a place for lost folks. But it's a good place for saved folks to get help too. I think it's a good thing to have one at the house. I think at least you can have one on the job.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm thankful God can show up on the job.
Man.
I found many times I've had to sneak off and get some help.
Yeah.
Having to listen to folks that use old dirty words and talking about the lifestyle. And boy, I thought, boy, that hurts me. But I thought, boy, that's what lost folks do. But I tell you, there's a better life. I wish folks would realize there's something better than having to drink and get the bottle every day when you get off of work. There's no future in that. But I'm glad there's a future in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad there's a future in them 66 books of the Bible. I tell you, that tells us about prophecy. And it tells us about the Lord's coming back. And it tells us that we're to be ready in an hour that you think not. But God's been good to us.
Amen.
My job didn't save me. My employer didn't save me from hell. The Lord Jesus Christ did. And I appreciate that I'm healthy. He's given me the health to work every day. And you always thank God for that. But I tell you, they didn't suffer. They didn't hang on the cross and suffer like no man's ever suffered. And hung between two thieves. My employer never did do that as far as I know. But there's a man in the Bible. He's suffered like no man's ever suffered.
Yes.
Gave the best heaven had for me and for you.
Right.
What more could we ask for?
Yeah.
We act like if one of our automobiles, we got 10 automobiles in the driveway, if one of them's broke down, it's a disaster. If we've lost one of our toys, like a side-by-side or a boat's broke down or something. But I tell you, what does it profit if
right.
we ain't got the power of God?
That's right, preacher.
I'd rather have the power of God as anything I know.
Yeah.
I'm thankful we can get help in preaching. I'm thankful.
Praise
I'm thankful God. We can get help. The Bible teaches us that to preach the word in season and in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine.
Yes.
It says to study,
right.
to show thyself approved.
Yes, sir.
What does that mean? It's exactly what it says.
Amen. Amen.
It's exactly, that ain't just for preachers. That ain't just for Sunday school teachers. And I tell you, we got some good ones. And I appreciate that. But I tell you, that ain't just for them. That's for everybody that's born again. It's good for lost folks. It's good for saved folks. They put it in there for a reason. It's good for mamas and daddies, grandmas and grandpas. It's good. It's even good for the children. That's why it says to bring them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. What do you think that means?
Yeah, brother.
Exactly what it says.
Right.
I'm thankful for that, ain't you?
Thank God.
That's precious. Boy, I'm thankful. Why would God tell us that?
Yeah.
To help us.
Right.
It's going down the jail cell. You think it's going to help the sheriff? You think it's going to help the somebody out there in the middle of nowhere? Well, yeah, for God's in it.
Right.
But he saved us.
Yes.
And we can assemble together. And we like, oh boy, it's dead, it's dead, it's dead. Man, I wonder why the service is so dead. Well, if so-and-so would have preached a different message, if he hadn't preached on sin, if he hadn't been preaching out of that book out there, if he'd have had something else better to say. It's always somebody else's. If that singer would have sung something else, I might have testified or I might have prayed. It's his fault.
Oh, brother.
No. It's the individual fault that looks in the mirror every morning.
Right. Yes.
Well, I think we can get help through the Bible.
Yes, sir, brother.
I'm glad when we're discouraged, we can get encouraged.
Amen.
I'm glad when we're weak, we can get strength.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad there's a Holy Ghost on every page.
Hey.
I'm glad there's a Holy Ghost in there. I'm glad he lives on the inside. When he saved us, he said he'd take up his abode on the inside. Everywhere that we go, he goes. We go places we ought not to go. There's that little heartbeat going on in there. Something telling you. Your conscience telling you ought not be there. Be a good time to go. Get out of that place.
Amen.
I'm glad it's good. It tells us to be a good soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ over in the book of Timothy, I believe it is. And, and it gives some things to, for a soldier to do to help us to be good soldiers. That's what the Lord called us to do. He saved us to be good soldiers for Him, to be a light for Him. Not for, I mean,
God.
Lord's been good to us. He's given something real precious that we take so lightly. We take so much stuff for granted. Year after year and week after week, and the Lord's been good to us, and He tells us to take it and apply it to, that we might be better soldiers of the cross, that we can spread light and joy and peace that comes from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir,
I couldn't do it on my own.
That's right.
No. God, He tells us, He said we should love our wives as Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it. He tells us about law and grace. Why do we need law and grace? The law was good in what it could do, but it couldn't save us. But I'm glad we got mercy and grace, ain't you? Huh? Well, we'd be in trouble if we didn't have grace.
Yes, brother.
What about all the miracles in the Bible?
Go ahead.
I tell you, we got a Savior that done all them miracles.
Amen.
So He turned the water to wine. He healed folks. He I mean, there's all kinds of miracles that the Lord done. And we act like He hadn't ever done nothing for us. But to manifest His presence. Every time He comes, we come to the house of God somehow, some way. Unless somebody feels the Holy Ghost of God. And then it makes it real hard. It ought not be that way.
That's true.
We've got something to go by.
Yes.
We've got a sure word of prophecy.
Amen.
We've got a Bible. A good King James Bible.
Amen.
It is the only Bible, I think, as far as I know. It's the only thing I'm interested in.
Right.
Not anything that's been added to or taken away from or watered down or added water to or anything else. The blood's still as powerful as ever was.
Right.
We don't need something that takes the blood out of it.
Right.
I'm glad it's a mirror. It shows us what we are.
Right.
It's a precious word. It says it is a precious word. From cover to cover, from Genesis to Revelation. If you don't believe me, just read it sometime. It'll do you some good. It's a providing word. It provides us with food, good spiritual food. I tell you, we need natural food. And I know you can live on water for so many days, but nothing like the Word of God. It does something on the end. It does something to the inner man. It feeds the inner man. It might not do much to the flesh, but the flesh is going to go back to the earth. But it'll help us. But we got to apply it.
Right. Yes, sir.
It ain't going to help me, or it ain't going to help my wife if I read it and I don't apply it. Well, how can I expect my wife and daughter to do that? I can't expect them to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and read 4 or 5 chapters and if I'm not willing to.
Right.
If I'm not willing to get up and give up some sleep or food or whatever the case may be, if the Lord have me to do, how can I expect somebody else to do that? The Bible says that some things only come by prayer and fasting. If we're not willing to pray and fast and see folks' souls get saved, how can we expect anybody else to do that?
Right.
When the Bible says plainly to do these things. That's why some folks only get saved. If the Lord sees that we're serious and we're going to take it serious, then if nobody else takes it serious, what profit is it?
Right.
We've got to be willing to give up some things if we want to see some things happen. And I know these lost folks here on pretty much every service.
Yeah. Sure.
Don't have to wave a banner or anything like that.
Right.
There's the Holy Ghost of God.
Amen.
God, we get help, ain't you?
Yeah, brother.
If we want it. Yeah. If you don't want it, I mean, there ain't no sense in hindering the service. Don't sit on the Holy Ghost of God. It makes
Praise the Lord.
Somebody will give account for that.
Yes,
and it's
sir.
Not worth the hindering the service.
Right.
We're in this together. We're not supposed to be against each other. The Bible teaches we're in this together.
Amen.
We're brothers and sisters in the Lord.
Amen.
Most folks are probably closer than what they are to their natural family in a lot of cases.
Yes, sir.
That spiritual blood means a whole lot, friend.
Yeah.
I'm glad we can get help down at the house of God. Some folks take it pretty lightly, but I appreciate Bible school. I appreciate seeing them little kids come in here and get excited. I'll tell you about whether it be something to snack on, or if it's the lesson that's been taught, or throwing some little ball, or whatever the case may be. Boy, it's good to see those folks get excited and want to come back year after year and have a hunger and have a earning for that. That's why you love on them. That's why whatever it takes. I'll tell you, not to be mean to them or anything like that, but you love on them and their families. That's what God done to us.
Amen.
I'm thankful for Sunday school, ain't you? I'm glad we get help at the house of God near Sunday school. A lot of folks may not put much stock in it, but we can get help.
Amen.
How bad do we want help? In the present hour that we live in, the Bible says that He's coming back in the hour that we thank not. We act like we got all kinds of time.
No.
I believe this is a lot more serious than what we take it.
You're right.
And I believe we're a lot more closer than we've ever been.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm glad we can fellowship with our brothers and sisters in the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
In the testifying, in the singing, or whatever goes on. I'm glad that the Holy Ghost is welcome, ain't you?
Yes,
I like folks to get excited. That's what I was hoping would happen tonight when I was out the house. I was hoping somebody would get cut loose, brother. I thought, boy, I'm just going to sit back and I'm going to listen. And I was just hoping the Holy Ghost of God, if the Lord would just use somebody, and it'd be just like a chain reaction, that everybody would be just born again, that would just testify or sing a song, or if it took 3 or 4 hours, I didn't care. I just wanted the Lord to show up.
Yeah.
But we want to put a time limit on the Lord. Lord, I'm going to miss my show. Lord, I'm going to miss my ball game. I'm going to miss my ball team. That stuff's going to perish, friend. I'd rather have the power of God and let folks get excited and something happen over here. And maybe somebody will get saved over here. And then somebody in the middle will get excited. And the Lord will have preeminence in this place. A lot of times, if we ain't real careful, we shut the Holy Ghost off.
You're right.
12:15, it's time to go eat. I'm not amening no more.
Go ahead. Good preach. Go ahead.
Amen.
Yeah. You told it right.
They wouldn't let me sing my favorite song, so I'm doing something. I shall not be moved.
Right. You're telling it right, preacher.
The Bible teaches us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. I tell you, if there's some ball game going on, if there's something going on at the work, if we can work a few extra hours, we'll be right on that. What about going to the house of God? I tell you, giving up some sleep, or giving up some food, like I already said, and having the power of God, and feel His presence one more time.
Yeah.
I've quit my heart, brother.
Amen. Come on.